Hello, all. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report. Your host, James J. Mailoff, here for this April 29th, 2025. Welcoming into the studio right now, friends of Sandhill Wildlife Area, we have Vicki Palin with us. Vicki, did I say that last name right?
Well, it depends on where you are. In Milwaukee, it's Palin. Where I grew up, it's Paulin. Doesn't matter.
I can relate to that with Mailoff as the last name. I hear you. Vicki, thank you so much for being here. And I want to say a big, big thank you from me and the community to the organization and the great work that you guys are doing over there. And I want to talk a little bit more about that, if you don't mind. For those that have not heard of Friends of Sandhill Wildlife Area, what can we tell them about the organization?
Well, we're a group of volunteers that support the Sandhill Wildlife Area either with work or raising some money or sponsoring workshops. And right now, we're getting ready to put on our open house.
Excellent. Thank you, Vicki. Thank you for that. Can we dive right into the open house then?
Sure.
What can people expect with the open house?
Well, every year we have a theme related to the outdoors and sort of to Sandhill. This year, our theme is all about white-tailed deer. And so we have a speaker from the DNR there, the staff, who is going to talk about deer ecology. Then they're going to take a wagon tour out on the property to look at some of the things that he was talking about. And if there's extra space, other people can go on the wagon tour also.
That's a great idea. It's one thing to have a great speaker like that, and that certainly can go a long ways. But so many of us, myself included, I think information really registers and really stays with us when you have that audio and visual component. When you're literally kind of taking, it's like a field trip in some ways. And I think that a lot of teachers will tell you that's how a lot of kids take in information pretty better that way.
I can believe that.
It's a really smart idea. It's a really nice way to do that. And it's a little different open house that way. I think when we think of open houses, we don't think of something like this outdoors, but that it's a perfect open house for the event of what you guys do.
Well, we have other things going on too. We have a nature store. We have some interactive activities where people can answer questions like little quizzes with answers. Mm-hmm. And we have displays, things about information on whitetails and their life and some of the information about them that people may or may not know.
Well, that's one of the really exciting things, I think, about this open house for people, especially if they have been on the, on the fence a little bit about, well, I want to do this, or do I have the time or something like that, being a part of the group. This is a great opportunity for them to check things out more and find out how they can be involved. The open house, can we give them the dates and the time of when this is?
The date is May 10th. The actual open house runs from 10 until 3, but we have a pre-event birding tour with a bird. He won't let us call him an expert, so he says an enthusiast. And that starts at 8 o'clock. People have to register ahead of time, so they register at 7:30 until we fill up as much as we can. And it's a driving tour, like a little safari into the park or into the property.
Yeah, a safari. That's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah, that's fantastic. And while the focus is on white-tailed deer, it's an opportunity to learn about the area as well, while also certainly putting a focus on the deer with the ecology talk, of course, in the wagon tour. And along with that, learning about management practices to see them firsthand. Wisconsinites and deer are hand in hand. And certainly most anybody out there feels that they know deer. Here's an opportunity to really get to know deer, to really understand them. And I think the more you understand something, the better off you are with that. We all got to live together, us, these deer, us and our wildlife. The more you understand them, I think the better off we all are. And, you never know what other ways that might be helpful. So that's a great idea for that, along with some of the other things that you were talking about there, Vicki. This is this is going to be a free event for people?
The open house is free unless you want to buy a hot dog or something at the store. But we have other free refreshments. All activities are free. The birding tour is separate. That has a $10 fee.
And that goes to help you guys continue to do things like this and do great work over there. So keep that in mind, everybody, that that's an investment in your community and your environment in the area, and really supporting that and the work that the Vicky and the gang over there are doing. And this is open to all ages. We want you to bring the whole family to something like
this. Right. There's something for everyone, and I think everyone will at least learn one new thing they didn't know before.
I love that. Oh, I love as somebody I love to learn. That's a fantastic thing to add to that, Vicky. And I mentioned this quite a bit, and I will continue to, that when we talk about family events, it's certainly, we could always use more of those in society and life. And my mom was even 20 years ago complaining that we weren't having dinner enough together. I'm sure that it's still a common theme nowadays. And all those are valid good reasons to bring the kids and to do these things. But the other side story of this that I find very important is when your kids see you supporting something like this, their brains are sponges. And they see that, and as adults, they become adults that want to help and support organizations like this and nonprofits like this and people that are doing really good work in our areas. These are life lessons that you're doing along with having a great time with the family.
Yes, and we'd like to get the kids more into the outdoors anyway, so this gets something that they can come to Sand Hill and see things that are going on, and the driving tour is open that they can take on their own too.
Yeah, it's a great. Thank you for mentioning that. I also wanted to mention, the open house is great. We encourage you to attend that. Everybody make plans, mark it on your calendar. May 10th, Saturday, May 10th, 10 to 3. There's also some workshops that you guys do over there that I wanted to take a minute to mention.
There's workshops that the Friends sponsor, and there's workshops put on by the DNR. But ours, we have two coming up in June. The first one is the first Saturday in June, and it's a walking stick making workshop.
Oh, and that's a cool idea.
We supply the hardwood sticks, and the people come and decorate them. They can use wood burning, feathers, paints, whatever they want, and put whatever pattern or design or animal that they want on there. Our second one is the next Saturday, and it's a Native American woman talking about the uses that they made of cattails, and they will go out into the marshes, and she'll talk about cattails and show them different things and how they got it. So they'll get to wade out there with their waders.
Awesome. Oh, man, that is a cool idea. Great workshops. Those are great ideas. And again, everything I was saying before, times 100 with these workshops. I love things that combine educating, history, and fun. Each of those workshops you described to all of those things. That's really cool. Want to remind people as well that these workshops, the open house, these are all fantastic. But really, every day you can help the team over at Sand Hill and the work that's going on over there. You can even become a member. Just to touch on that before we wrap up, Vicky, a little bit, as far as how people can help, I see from your fantastic website, which you can find, everybody, as Vicky was teaching me during our pregame and everything, you have to type into your search bar, friendsofsandhill.com, all one word, friendsofsandhill.com. You'll get their brand new website that pops up that is beautiful looking, by the way. And it actually has a couple of tips here about how you can help, like supporting education programs by sponsoring activities and seminars. It's a great way to be able to. If you purchase or share nature-themed books, hats, and pamphlets, it's another great way to do it. And certainly spreading the word. We all know word of mouth goes so far, and whether it's on your own social media platforms and resharing things on your page, or just, you're bopping around and you're at the gas station or at a family event or something and letting people know, hey, have you heard about this open house they're having over at Sandhill? Those are great ways to support the what they're doing over there. And Vicky, I see that anybody can become a member as far as joining this great group.
Yes. And the information is on the website, including a form that you can either print and fill out or phone me or email me that you want to register.
And we encourage you to do that, everybody. Again, if you type into your search bar, friendsofsandhill.com, you will find that website. But before we get done, Vicky, you had some help with that website, you guys.
Yes, but right now you can't use the search. You have to type www.
You have to type, yes.
into the
Into your browser. Thank you, Vic. I'm sorry. Okay. I meant to word it that way.
I know, because that's what's happened to me. Trying to find it.
It happened to me earlier. Yeah. Encourage you to do that, everybody. Again, type into your browser, friendsofsandhill.com, and then the website will pop up, and you'll be able to reach Vicki and everybody. One last thing I want to do is encourage you to sign up for the Sandhill newsletter. It's a great way to keep up to date on all the things that they are doing over there, and maybe even get involved with the great work that they are doing. Vicki, do us a favor. Please stop by again. This was fantastic. We loved having you on the air. Want to talk with you guys more. So we will be reaching out, or you reach out to us, the next event you guys have coming up, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. And thanks again. Great job today. This was a lot of fun. Appreciate you joining us. Again, you can find out more by going to friendsofsandhill.com. Just put that into your browser, type it in there, all one word, friendsofsandhill.com. Be sure to follow them on Facebook as well and share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see it otherwise. And keep on listening, because we'll have more Rapids Report coming up right here, streaming exclusively at WFHR.com.